Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh Appel is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Josh is a national broadcaster for the NFL on Sports USA. He will be on the call Sunday for Saints and Bucks. So here's a conversation we were having, Appel. And we're relitigating whether the Dolphins ever should have given Tua the big contract after they gave it to him. And obviously the answer is no, I get it. But what I'm saying is I understand why they did give it to him in the first place. And I was making the example, if Tua was an unrestricted free agent when they gave him, and he wasn't, and they could have had him for three more seasons. But I'm saying if he was an unrestricted free agent the year that they gave him that big contract, would NFL teams who needed a quarterback been lining up to give him that contract or more?
First of all, it's weird seeing you guys in studio. I thought you would be in Boston tonight for the Panthers and Bruins because you had talked about it last week.
Ah, that's right. Funky Buddha tonight. That's a good spot to watch. Official Panthers watch party.
No, not in the budget, Josh.
Quarterbacks who lead the league in passing and have the season he had in 2023 do not grow on trees. There would have been a team out there that would have paid him. Full stop. It doesn't mean it would have been a good decision, but you know how many bad contracts are given out in this league all the time, every year? Someone would have signed him in free agency if it got to that point. And like, I don't love like relitigating whether or not they should have at the time, because now we all have hindsight and now we all see how it's gone for the last 2 years. So of course it's easy to say they shouldn't have done that and they should have franchised him 3 years in a row. You saw, I think it was Hawk who brought it up last segment about Christian Wilkins. Do you really think that Tua Tagovailoa would have just been like, all right, all good, I'm just going to play under the franchise for three straight seasons? You don't think he would have made a mess of that and held out and drawn that out publicly? Because I do. He's coming off of that season with all the doubts that he had about himself or the league had about him. Now it's probably knows he's injury prone. He wants to lock himself up and get him his money. He's not going to just voluntarily come in like that. He would have held out. He would have made a stink. And so, like, to say, well, they shouldn't have given him the big contract and extended him, they should have played under the franchise tag for three years. Yeah, that's a nice thought if he would have agreed to it. But come on, there's no chance he would have not
been a
caused
good
a
soldier
or
yeah,
held out
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
And Josh, something else we were talking about, where now, you know, fans are cussing out Hawk on DMs. They're catching me at Publix and giving me hell. Like, after 2023, Tua's balling. We got Jalen. You know, we have we have Chubb and Jalen Phillips coming back from injury. Teron Armstead still the left tackle. Like, the pieces they were putting together, I'm like, they're finally going all in. I got. I didn't think 2024 and now 2025 is terrible. Did you think they were building something? And then what was the, I guess, the straw that broke the camel's back or the explosion that made us sit here at 1-6?
Yeah, so I was like Hawk. I looked at this team on paper and said, there's no way that this team is, I think Mike Florio had them as the 28th team in his power rankings coming into the season. I'm sorry to Florio.
Right. We crushed them.
Yeah, I remember doing the show that day.
Yeah.
I think the and I always bring this up, the tipping point here and what really started all of this was that Monday night against Tennessee, that two-score lead they blew with like 4 minutes left to Will Levis. You're looking at a home playoff game, a division title, and who knows what happens. I think Mason Rudolph and the Steelers would have been their playoff opponent at home that season. I've been thinking a lot about this, and for the last couple of seasons, we've been doing the league has figured Mike McDaniel's offense out, and he's made no adjustments, and no this, and no that. And that might be true, and I'm not an X's and O's expert, but I was thinking about it the other day. Is Tua Tagovailoa capable of executing the necessary adjustments from teams that take away the middle of the field? Are they just stuck in this because it's all Tua is capable of doing?
That's what Xavier Howard had you believe.
In this current physical state that Tua Tagovailoa is in, I don't know that he's capable of himself physically making the adjustments and making the throws that, quote-unquote, the adjustments that McDaniel would have to make to the offense would require, right? Because if he's a threat, throwing it to the outside consistently, not always attacking the middle, then teams have to respect that, and the middle opens up again. But nobody respects him throwing to the outside, ever. So they just take away the middle, and you see what you get.
What's the most frustrating part about watching this Dolphins team fall down to the level of getting blown out by a team as bad as Cleveland? Because we can talk about what you just mentioned, Tua Tagovailoa clearly just not looking like somebody who can make NFL throws anymore. Certainly not his bread and butter throws, 10 to 19 yards. But the penalties, again, in year four of McDaniel, just killing you. The offensive line, the defense still incapable of stopping the run. I just wonder, like, what's the most frustrating thing for you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The most frustrating thing for me is not anything to do with the offense. We have all seen a terrible offensive line except for the 2023 season when they put it together and they played well and they led the league in rushing and Tua was getting the ball out quick, and so the getting pressure on him wasn't a big issue. The most frustrating thing to me is watching this front seven and this defense just wholly incapable of stopping the run at all. Now, they were marginally better against Cleveland on Sunday. They still gave up the big run to Judkins early in the game, but I'm not going to blame them for giving up 31 points. One was a pick six. The other time there was an interception that set them up inside the 5 yard line. The play where Quinn Ewers came in and got blown up and fumbled, that's what I expect that from a seventh round pick in his rookie season. That's what Tua looked like throwing the interception from his own end zone. I know there was a free blitzer coming through, but there's some kind of breakdown in communication, in knowing what's coming or identifying the pressure or whatever it is pre-snap that he missed and the line missed. To answer your question, by far the defense, because I thought on paper going into the season that at the very least they'd be a solid unit. And apparently Calais Campbell and Emmanuel Ogba and those pieces were inherently important to the infrastructure of this run defense, because Zach Sealer, who had double-digit sacks the last 2 years and was great stopping the run, all of a sudden is a non-factor. And I don't think he got worse as a player. It's hard to explain, but that's the most frustrating part, is I believed in this defense on paper despite what was happening in the secondary, and it still looks like this.
And, Josh, explain to me, because we saw 2024, Tua gets hurt. We have Tim Boyle and Huntley, and they can't create an offense. They're getting hell beat out of them. I think they averaged 11 points when Tua was out in that four-game stretch. Then we say, you know what? We're going to go get us a backup that can win. You give Zach Wilson $6 million. Then if Tua has a bad game, you skip over him and put in the seventh-round pick. I don't know what the hell is going on. I guess they said it's a week-to-week on who plays better. Just explain the quarterback depth chart to me for the Dolphins.
It's funny to think back to 2023 when – I know we're going to do the thing, but when paying Mike White $3.5 million to back up Tua Tagovailoa in 2024 was too much for this team to handle for the salary cap. So they come out this offseason, and they have a little more room, and they give, as you said, Zach Wilson $6 million. So they say, all right, he's got experience, former high pick, he has the tools, maybe he'll be able to operate this offense if something happens to Tua. And he doesn't see a snap at all in the regular season, obviously. And he gets demoted for a seventh-round pick. You just flushed $6 million down the toilet for no reason. I truly don't get it. And I know that they are obviously privy to more things over the course of the week than we are. But when I saw that news, it blew my mind. You're just pissing away money. That's $6 million.
And you're
gone.
Acknowledging that you got it wrong. Like with all the different backups who were available, like you're acknowledging you got it wrong. That's
100%
staggering to me. That whole thing was staggering. Josh Appel, you can hear him this weekend, Sports USA. He will be on the call for Saints and Bucks. Where is that, Tampa or New Orleans?
New Orleans.
Oh, you're going to hit Drago's? Get a little.
I'm going to go to Drago's, and I'm going to try and go back to the po' boy place that I went to as Coach O during Super Bowl Radio Row. And Café Du Monde in the food court.
Right, but try to go to Café Du Monde real instead of going to the kiosk in the food court.
I went to the real one.
No, you went to one in an empty mall.
With Chris Long?
Yeah, with Chris Long.
Kyle Long.
Yeah, that was a delightful Super Bowl Radio Row memory. All right, have a good time in New Orleans, Josh.
Appreciate you guys.
There you go. Josh Appel, as we continue this Tua conversation, which will continue for at least 13 more weeks or so.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.